Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. You learn to praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter, no matter, no matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
Because if it had not been for You, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because You gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because You gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Mr. Norman Hutchins, this morning, right off Emmanuel. Hallelujah. We bless your name today. We thank God for Jesus this day. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's our mediator. He go between us and God to deliver our petitions unto him. And we thank God for prayer this morning. I know what prayer will do. Prayer will heal the sick. Hey, it will raise the dead. Prayer will put money in your pocket. Prayer will give you a job, a roof over your head, food on your table. I know what prayer will do this morning with Pastor Mark Hinton. Yeah, I love that prayer. I can listen to it over and over again. I'm grateful this morning unto Almighty God for all he has done for us throughout the year of 2021. We're coming to the closing of this year. Two more days and it will be over with. We will be into 2022. And going into 2022, we want to get it right with him. We want to activate more faith, more trust in him. We want to obey his word more. We want to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto him coming into 2022. I was taught that you don't make a New Year resolution, you make a commitment to God. Yeah. The world make resolutions. The people of God make commitments. So we are committed to whatever we tell God we're going to do in this new year. And for myself, over the years, I really didn't make a commitment. I asked him for his help in this new year. Lead and guide me in the right path for your name's sake. Whatever your plan is for my life, help me to line up with your plan, not my own. Because many times I've said, well, I'm not going to do this next year. I'm going to do this. As soon as the year starts good, I've forgotten what I said I was going to do, did nothing. Yeah. So I learned to trust him and ask him for his lead. Yeah. For he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm going to dwell in him. I want to forever. And so we thank God this morning for good gospel music. We thank him for prayer, thank him for faith, thank him that we can trust him, and we're grateful unto him this morning. Hallelujah. Today we're going to take a listen at Pastor John Robert Bobby Adolph, and we're going to take a listen to him this morning and ask God to help us to obey his word, not just be hearers of his word, but be doers. Yeah. And his message this morning is, don't be crazy, he still make things better. Don't be crazy, he still make things better. And he does, over and over and over again. And many times God is doing it not in the way that we desire, but he's doing it in a way where it will work best for us. Yeah, even to the ending, it's still good for us. So we thank him that he knows what's best for us today. And there's none like him. Hallelujah. So I thank God, and I give him glory, give him the honor and the praise, and thank him for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Went yesterday and got the cortisone shot in the right knee. And instantly started to feel better. The only thing now is where he stuck me is sore. Yeah, and inside the knee is a little sore, and it still have a little pain to it. But I thank God it feels just a tad bit better, and I think I'm getting up a little bit better. And I'm thankful unto the Lord for that, because this knee, it has given me many problems, much pain, much hurt, and I got different creams I rub on it, and I got medication he gave me, and anti-inflammatory medication and stuff. So I'm only on two meds, the two he gave me, one for pain, one for the anti-inflammatory, and I rub this cream on it, and that's it. And he told me yesterday, he said, you're very healthy. The only thing with you is this, get the weight off. I said, but Dr. Moshe Ria, I joined Weight Watchers, and I got a few pounds off. He going to tell me this, that's the best gift I've gotten all year. I didn't get that great a gift for Christmas. So his assistant and I, we started laughing. And he said, because Barbara, I want to see you do better. And he favored me. God gave me favor with his doctor, and I thank God for it, and gave me favor with his another assistant called Marissa. And so I'm grateful unto the Lord. And when I go to the doctor, I don't have to worry about them just medicate me up. I got 35 medications I'm taking, and this, that, and the other. You know, I come off of the diabetes medication and the blood pressure medication and some other stuff, water pills, all kind of stuff they at one point was giving me, and now I'm no longer on any of that. So if I can get the weight off, which I'm working on, and last night I woke up, so I got up and I called my friend up north, and then I ate a little bit, which I shouldn't have done, but I was hungry because I forgot to eat dinner. Yeah, I forgot to eat dinner yesterday, so I ate a little late. But nonetheless, today I can work it off now. The knee is not that great that it's going to let me work it off, but I'm going to do a little bit today, and that will help, and eat less because I'm counting points. Yeah. And so we thank God this morning. He's on our side, and whatever concerns us, it really concerns him. My knee concerned him. My eating concerned him. Whatever concerns me now, it concerns Almighty God, and he's got the power, hallelujah, to bring me through whatever it is I need to come through. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Brother Lua, you said that Kirk Cameron movie, Saving Christmas. Okay, and he said that the true St. Nicholas was an awesome guy. All right, all right. I think I looked at that. Is that the one you was sharing early in the month? One of those movies you gave, I think I looked at it. And I couldn't quite something. Maybe it was me, but I want to go back and look at it again, so I saved it. And I will take a look at it one more time. The name of this one is Saving Christmas with Kirk Cameron. Yeah, I'll go back and take a look. Good morning to everyone. God bless you this morning. Happy to be back today. Took yesterday off so I could be in the mind frame to take that shot, be stuck in that knee. So I took that off, spoke a little bit with Sister Dorothy, and I thank God for the prayers of the righteous. It really did avail much for me yesterday in getting that shot. And I thank God again this morning for everybody, everyone. Thank God for you. Those that come through the archives and the podcast, I thank God for you. Those that call in faithfully every morning, yeah, to hear what the Spirit have to say to you, the church. And so I thank God for each of you this morning. Thank God for those that just sit back and take a listen. They never say anything. They never press the number one. They just take a listen. And whenever I put out that Know Jesus in the Morning today, for some reason I get a lot of responses. And at one point I was thinking, I said, well, are they happy that I'm not on the air, or they happy that I put out that I wouldn't be on the air, so they'll know. So either way it goes, we thank God, because obedience unto him is better than the sacrifice. And I must obey God at any cost. And I'm so thankful for Blog Talk. I'm so thankful for Jesus in the Morning radio talk show. The Lord knows what to do for you, when to do it, how to do it, and where to do it at. And so I'm just thankful unto him, yeah, that he blessed me so. Oh, we're going into the 12th year in September of 2022. It will be 12 years that God has blessed us faithfully to have Jesus in the Morning radio talk show. And so again, I'm happy, I'm thankful unto him. And God is doing a new thing. I'm going into the new year doing a new thing. Matter of fact, Brother Louis, Evangelist Jerry House, he want to come this way on January the 3rd. And so I was telling him yesterday, he wanted me to find a hotel for him. So I found one and sent it to him. And he said he took 2 days over there. And he'll be driving down, I think, from Virginia, if I'm not mistaken. And he retired. He retired, Brother Louis, from the truck. And so he full-time in ministry. And so he said he wanted to come and do a morning show with me live. And then he, maybe we could go out and have dinner or something. Because I was thinking, you going to drive all the way from Virginia when you could just pick up a phone and do the same thing? But I guess since he's retired, he want to get out. And maybe one of his goals that he come to Florida to see me. And so we thank God for that. Because people don't have to love you. They don't have to care about you. They don't have to want to be bothered with you. And I just thank God. I get on the phone with people and they ride out. They don't want to get off the phone. And other calls coming through, sometimes I just let them come through and call them back when I get off the phone. Get on the phone with Shantae, she want to ride out. I'm like, look, I got to go today. I cannot do all this long talking because she want to laugh and, you know. And so I thank God for that. I thank God that somebody loves me. Yeah, grateful unto him. And that the devil was telling me, he said, well, you know, you need to stop being so nice to people. Because when you're nice like that, people take advantage of you. And they act like they love you and tell you they love you, but they don't. Well, it don't matter. It does not matter. God loves me. And I'm going to obey him. I have an assignment that's ending. And Monday I will go back to work full time because I haven't been really working. You know, I've been doing bits and pieces here and there to keep some things going. But the full-time work that I was doing, I stopped doing it. So on Monday, I'm going back to full-time work. And I really want to take me a vacation before. So I may still do that. I may just go to Kissimmee for a week, come back, and then go back to working. And that'll put me back in the mood for everything, you know, because the phones, they don't ring as much as they used to. I took off, you know, some time from working full time. But like I said, I'm going back, and I thank God for it. And I could use a vacation, 7 whole days. If I could take 14, I would. I would take 14 days. That's 2 weeks. And I believe it would be in order, Brother Louis, because 12 years, 2 weeks, 14 days should be about right. What you think? So I'm thinking on that. But nonetheless, I'm praying and see which way the Lord leads and guides. And my son, he's going to call me back. Because if I go down on vacation, that means he's going to have to take a couple of days off to spend with me. Because he works at night. So, and then the day he trying to sleep a little bit and get some rest. So, and then my daughter-in-law, I got to call her this morning because y'all keep her lifted in prayer, Tamika, because she go today and they drain fluid off of her brain today. She's having some problems. So we've been praying. And I know that God is able. So y'all lift her up in prayer and I got to call her this morning before she go in for surgery because I want to pray with her and encourage her. Yeah. And so we thank God today. Y'all know something is always going on and I like to share. And some people say, well, she tell all her business, mind yours. Don't listen. Yeah. Hallelujah. I like to share. And you never know in your sharing who you're sharing with bless. Oh, I'm going through that. I didn't know she was going. Yeah. It will bless someone. We're overcome by testimonies in the blood of the Lamb. And so when we're sharing different things and telling different things, somebody can be blessed from it. Because if God is doing that for her, certainly he'll do it for me. Hallelujah. And so we thank him this morning. Listen, We're going to one more song of the morning, and I have a scripture I want to read for today. And after the song and the scripture reading, we're coming back with none other than Pastor John Robert Bobby Adolph this morning. And his message is, don't be crazy. He still makes things better. Don't be crazy. God still make things better. But see, a lot of times it don't appear to be better for us. It gets worse because we're still trying to hold on. We're still trying to make happen what we want to happen. And we just messing up everything. And we think we're going forward. And we think things getting better. But really, it's getting worse. Why? God's hand, he's taking his hand out of it. Yeah, because you won't obey him. Yeah. He said, come unto me. But we want to do everything else but go to him. Yeah, we trying to escape this and do it that way and escape that, and we don't want to be around these people because they're going to hold us accountable. So I want to be over here. I want to go to this church. I want to do it that way because we don't want to obey God. We want to take the shortcut. And he said if we come any other way, we're coming as a thief and a robber because you're not coming to him the way that he won't. And when we hear one thing and it's not what we want to hear, we'll run over here to somebody else. We get over there and that's not what we want to hear, we'll run to somebody else. So we are all confused in a lot of ways because we're listening to too many people. God spoke in the beginning and said, come unto me. We won't do that because we're looking to hear something different. If God said, come unto me, until you come unto him, you can go anywhere you want. And people will give you a word. Yeah, they will. But still, until you come unto him, it won't work. Yeah, it'll get worse before it get better. Hallelujah. Thank God this morning. And I thank God for Sister Linda in California. This woman sent me some beautiful stuff every morning. And I thank God for you, Sister Linda. God bless you. So listen, we're moving on. We're going to our next song of the morning, and when we come back, we're coming back with our scripture, and Pastor John Robert Bobby Adolph, hallelujah, of Houston, Texas.
Yeah, Jesus, you're my everything, yeah. My everything is you, Lord. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody say.
My gratitude.
Almighty God, and he's on our side today, in spite of us looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our needs. And so we're thankful unto him. Hallelujah. I wanted to read this morning, and this is Proverbs chapter 3, and we're beginning at verse 1. And as we're going into this new year, we want to remember these things because it will bless us throughout this new year, throughout the year. We don't want just the beginning to start good. We want it in the middle. We want it at the ending of 2022. And so if we want this, we have to believe the word of God. We have to hold on to it. Remember it. The word will work for us. And if we're smart, we will allow the word to work for us. Hallelujah. Because the word of God holds true. Yes, it does. And so we're thankful unto him, for his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And forever, O God, that word is settled in heaven. Yes, it is. And we ask him daily to sanctify us through thy truth, for his word is true. Hallelujah. It's the truth. And again, as Pastor Howell said, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So we're thankful unto him. So listen, let's take a read here and look at some things right quick, and then we're going to bring in Pastor John Robert Bobby Adolf of Houston, Texas this morning. Don't be crazy. God still make things better. Hallelujah. So listen, starting at chapter 3 of Proverbs and verse 1, it says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Did you hear that this morning? My son, forget not my law. Throughout next year, we don't want to forget the word of God, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Let's remember what he said not to do as well as what he said to do. Hallelujah. Throughout the entire year. Verse 2 says, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Listen, you're going to live long. Yeah. Your day is going to be long and good. And peace. You're going to have peace. It'll add this to you. If you not forget his word and keep his commandments. David said, a word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Hallelujah. Some people don't care. All they care about is what the flesh wants. Yeah, they don't care about this right here, but we got to love the truth, and we got to work with God, because without him, we can do nothing. And when I tell you, God is not doing what disobedient folk want, like they think it will, like they think he will, in other words. He said, come unto me. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablet of thine heart. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Yeah, we got to have mercy for others. We want God to have mercy on us, but when it comes to others, we could care less. And truth, we must learn to love the truth. For it's the truth that has set us free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and my light. So I got to bind this about my neck and write them upon the table of my heart. Yeah, have mercy and remember truth. Hallelujah. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. When we do these things, when we don't forget the word of God, when we let our heart keep his commandments, it add to us the length of days and long life and peace. And when we have mercy and tell the truth and love the truth and remember the truth, then we're going to find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Ooh, that's a big deal. So he goes on now in the fifth verse and he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. To have these things, we got to trust God. For whatever we need, we should be trusting God with all our heart and leaning not to our own understanding. See, many times we think we know the outcome of something. We figure if I do this, it might do that. If I do that, it's going to bring this. A lot of times it brings more pain and hurt than anything else because we're not trusting God. We're trusting in our flesh. We're trusting in our minds, what we think it's going to be and what we want. But we got to let all that go and go to God. Come unto me. Yeah. Go to him. He can fix anything. With man, things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And we want to remember these things coming into the new year, in the middle of the year, at the ending of the year. We want to remember this throughout the year. Yeah. Because God has not left us. He's yet hearing and answering prayers. He's yet on our side in spite of us. He's yet looking beyond fault and yet meet our needs. But there's a day coming when many will call upon him and he won't hear. Yeah, he won't do anything. So now is that time to get it together and get it right with Almighty God. And we want our year to be blessed, so we want to give God what he needs to bless our year. Whatever he needs to bless us throughout 2022, this is what we want to give to him. Yeah, we want to honor his word, obey his word. Yeah, we want to remember his word daily. I know on many jobs, people remember the rules and regulations of the job. They remember the training that they got on the job. This is how many can do customer service and other things. But guess what? Let's remember what God has said in his word. Because I promise you, he said what he meant, and he meant every word that he said. And if we're going to be blessed by him, we need to obey him. And he said, if we obey him, we belong to him. But if we don't obey him, we're none of his. Yeah, now that's what he said. I didn't say it. You can't hold it against me. I wasn't there when he inspired man to write it, but I know it to be the truth. So we want to obey God. We want to obey his word as well. And when he speaks something in our spirit, we want to obey him because it's going to show him where he is and he's ours. Hallelujah. So in that verse 5, this is one of my favorites. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That word all right there is a huge word. It's bigger than you can imagine. All, that's a big thing. All thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Stop thinking you know what the outcome of this is going to be. Well, I tried it the last time, and this is what happened. Well, try it this time in God and see what happens. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He gone on into 6 and says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Before we make a move, we want to pray. Yeah. Lord, I'm going shopping and I only have $100 and I need this and I need more than $100 worth of stuff. But God, I know you're able that when I get there, everything I need will be on sale. Some things may be buy one, get one free, mix and match. So I may get two for the price of one, but different items that I needed. Because I'm acknowledging him before I go shopping. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct that path. That's a promise. He shall direct that path. See, I was going over to Walmart and shop. But he said, go to Publix. And I'm thinking Publix costs just a little bit more. That supermarket is a little bit more expensive. But he said, go to Publix. So when I got in Publix, buy one, get one free, mix and match. Everything I needed was on sale. I went in with $100. It's as if I come out with $200 or $300 worth of stuff. And guess what? I still have $30 in my pocket. Huh? Why? I acknowledged him in all my ways and he directed my path and I followed his steps. Yeah. Verse 7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Because we think we know the outcome again of this thing. Well, if I call the electric company and get an extension on my bill, they may not give it to me because this, that, and the other. Nope. Make the phone call. Why? You prayed. Now you're going to make the phone call. He'll even direct you in what to say to these people. Questions they usually ask, well, when do you think you will make the payment? They won't even ask those questions. But we can't be wise in our own eyes. We need to fear the Lord and depart from evil. Anything we're doing that we shouldn't be doing, get a handle on it. Ask God to help us. The 8th verse, and then I'm going to stop there. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. It's going to strengthen you. It's going to make you better. You're going to be spiritually healthy. And you'll be physically healthy. God provides for his people. And he takes great care of them. Yeah. Not only that, but guess what? He preserves his people. You may be 80, but you won't look it. You won't even feel it. I remember Apostle Boatwright and I, we both forgot that we were senior citizens. Well, how could you do that? Because God preserved his people. And we wasn't feeling old and feverish. Yeah. So I said I'm going to stop at 7, but listen to this in 8. Listen to this in 9. Honor the Lord with that substance. And with the first fruits of all thine increase. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Whatever you get, money on the job, you may be able to get a lot of this. Like me, sometimes people give me food, boxes. So when I honor God with the first fruit of my substance, I pay my tithes and offerings. I plant seeds in other ministries to spread the gospel all over the world. And with the first fruits of all thine increase, you give me 10 boxes or something, I'm giving 9 boxes away. I was looking around at, you know, people during the Christmas holiday, you know, it's a time of giving. God gave his son. And people looking for special things and name brand stuff. And I'm like, my goodness. I don't spend my money crazy. I need it. I have ministry. I have people I'm trying to help. And just because of a flashy name on it, that don't mean that it's some good. It just means that his name is on it and it's more expensive. So I buy quality so that it can last. Some things I don't buy because of the price of what they said. I buy this because it'll work. When I take a can of string beans, great value from Walmart, they taste just as good as Del Monte. Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing with them. I used to would do bacon and then put it in the bacon drippings and put the bacon back in it, black pepper, because it was already salty, really was. So now these beans taste just as good as Del Monte's, if not better. But we're wasteful. We're very wasteful. And we want to show the world what we got, and we want to show the world our taste in things. Yeah. My dad used to buy quality because he wanted it to last. And that's what he taught us, quality lasts. So if you buying quality, you're buying it to last, not to impress. But you won't have to go back no time soon and buy that same item because you bought the best you could the first time. So honor the Lord with that stuff and with the first fruits of all thine increase. If you got more than you need, give someone else and give it as giving it unto the Lord. 10 says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. That's what he said. My son, despise not the chastisement, but the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. See, we don't want the correction of the Lord many times because we want what we want. This is why we go to this person, that person, and the other person looking for a word, because we didn't hear what we wanted to hear the first time. And we despise in the chastening of the Lord. He said, come unto me. He didn't say go to Barbara. He didn't say go to California. And he didn't say go to the palm reader and go over here and because these people talking loud and they sounding strong. Now, he said, come unto me. And if we will not despise his chastening and accept his correction, we're going to come out on top. We're going to come out blessed, more than blessed. Hallelujah. And we thank God this morning. I wanted to share that because we need to trust him with all our heart, lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we should acknowledge him, and he's going to direct our path. Let's not be wise in our own eyes. Let's fear the Lord and depart from evil. And let's go back to verse 1 and remember the word of God and to keep his commandments, to obey it. Let his word get in our heart, and in a situation come up, let the word do the work. Let's show mercy to others, and let's accept truth and bind them about our neck and write them upon the table of our heart. He said, if we do these things, so shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. I'm a living witness. This is so true. I'm a living witness. Verse 4 is really true. You'll find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man because you've obeyed up here, 1 and 3. 1 through 3, you've obeyed God. Hallelujah. And it's already all right this morning in Jesus' name. And we thank God for his word. For his word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. Yes. The word will show you where not to go. The word of God will show you where to go. If we could come out of our flesh and stop seeking fleshly things and begin to seek things of the Spirit, the things of God. When we begin to seek the things of God, our lives are going to be better, much better. My life is so much better today because I sought the Lord. I cried unto him and he heard my cry. And so many people just want a house. They want a home. They want a home. And in America, you'll never own it, but you want it. You can pay it off in 20 years. You can pay it off in 10, 15, 30 years. But at the end of it, it's not yours. Miss paying them taxes and see what happens. If it's yours, I don't think you should have to pay taxes because you already paid for it. But guess what? Miss the tax payment and see what happens. My friend up north and I was talking about that American dream. He said, there's no such thing. I started laughing. I agreed with him to a certain degree. The dream that I want is what God has for me. That's what I want to dream about. I don't want to be concerning myself with the house on the hill with a dog named Fluffy. Because even after you get that, then there's something else you need. Here come furniture. Here come this. You got to pay for that. You got to pay for the other. You got a home warranty company you got to pay. You got to pay to have your yard done. It's just a lot. But I trust God. And if what God gives, it add no sorrow. What God gives, it won't make you cry. But if God didn't give it to you, oh, you're going to go through with that thing. Even men and women, even children. Sometimes God is saying, no, no children. Folk run out and adopt. And what they adopted, have them up late at night crying, weeping. Because that's not what God gave. I told you about my truck. I said, Lord, I want this truck. But if you give it to me, you're going to have to make the payments because I can't. And he opened a door and made a way. I started off making the payments. He would bless me. I had a couple of what they call hiccups in there. I wasn't able to pay. I sit in my private closet and I said, Lord, I need you to go ahead and give me the money because, they're going to be looking for it. He did that, and then when I looked, he had opened a budget just for me to make my truck payment every month. But we got to give him what he needs. I put children on the altar because the devil told me this, this, and that, and the devil was showing me that, that, and that. I put them on the altar, and when I turn around, them same children have come into a place where they need to. One called me yesterday. She talked, I promise you, about 3 hours with me. Last night, I couldn't get off the phone because she was explaining revelations to me. And she was explaining how the fire was coming down on businesses, was burning. And she said she was walking by and she didn't feel the heat, but everything was burning. People, even, she said, was burning. And then the Lord gave her word for her husband. And she said she set him down and told him what God told her to tell him. Then a friend of his, she said the Lord spoke to her concerning him and told her to send for him that he come. And she prayed with him. Because she said in all of the visions, she went to his funeral. She said her husband couldn't go. Guess what? Her husband was locked up. I said, what? She said, yeah. And she told me some other things that God had told her. And the way she explained this thing, I knew he was speaking to her. When she was 9 years old and I got ready to pray for people, I would call her to touch and agree with me. And when I tell you they would hear from heaven, she said she would get on her face and pray. I said, what? Yeah, I get on my face. Mm-hmm. I get all the way down. I don't even want to look at his toenails. I know that's right. Stay at his feet. Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning. He's our God, and he have all of these things in place for us. But we want to switch it around and mix something in there and add to it and then bend it over to the left a little bit, straighten it up, and then bend it over to the right a little bit, bend it backwards. Well, that's too far. Let's bring it forward. Now we got to stay in the word, plain and simple word of God. Pray. Ask God to strengthen us in his word. If I got me a two-week vacation, I would be in that word. I'm telling you, I don't need no margarita on the beach. I don't need any of that. I need that book. And if I would drink anything, it would be a bottle of water, but most likely I would be fasting. No water, no food, and in that book. Praying. Hallelujah. When I come back ready, oh yeah, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God is faithful to us. Good morning, Sia. God bless you this morning, pound cake. yeah, we thank God today. So listen, can I do one more request this morning? I want to go in with one more request, and when we come back, we're coming right back with Pastor John Roberts, Bobby Adolph of Houston, Texas. I think he over at the Covenant Church, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I like this brother right here. And he'll let you know he's from the Baptist Church and everything. But this man believe in God, and his actions show that he's a believer. Hallelujah. In the word of God, and he believed in God through his son Jesus. It's a beautiful thing, I tell you, beautiful. So let's go to this one. I got a request for it, and when we come back, we're coming back with Pastor Adolph. Good morning to you, Pastor David. God bless you this morning.
Main everywhere I go, you're gonna light my candle, son. You're gonna make it shine. You're gonna lead me to the throne. I am a working man. I get things done. Work for the Holy Ghost. Work for the Son. I am a working man. Oh yes, I am. I am a special agent of the Lamb. Child, I was born in the north. I was born in the autumn time. Lord only knows what for. I was born when leaves turned red. Born when things are dying. But I was born with a big old mouth. I am a working man. I get things done. Work for the Holy Ghost. Work for the Son. I am a working man. Oh yes I am. I am a special agent of the Lamb. Do.
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's some bad Canadian brothers right there. New World Son, Working Man is the name of that one. So listen, we're going in with Pastor John Robert Bobby Adolf. And again, his message is this: don't be crazy. He still make things better. Hallelujah. Let's take a listen.
Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Better!
And all of God's people who love the Lord Jesus Christ said amen. And amen one more time. And amen, like you're glad to be in the house of the Lord on tonight. In obedience to him who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, whose name is above every name, let the mentioning of his name, the Bible says, every knee shall bow, every tongue will indeed confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Just in case there be one here tonight who is unfamiliar with our Redeemer's name, let me share it in my opening salutations. His name is Jesus, Son of the Living God. This inimitable, incredible, outstanding pastor that you have, that is my friend and a brother from another mother, hey Alfred Street, you have one of the greatest pastors in this nation, in this country, leading you. Come on, man, let my friend hear it. Dr. Howard John Wesley, I love him. I thank God for him. To know him is to make all of us the better. To other reverend clergy who are assembled here with us tonight in the pew with you, who share with us the tempestuous task of telling the world that the cross is still vacant, the tomb is still empty. To all of you who are in leadership at the Alfred Street Church, who partner with the pastor in kingdom building endeavors, who have learned to build arks when there is no rain, that walk by faith and not by sight. To this melodious music ministry, oh my goodness. You just have to love this choir, to these musicians who could be playing anywhere, but they are playing in church. To the ushers who stand so dutifully, and to all of you, my Father's children, grace be to you and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Good evening. Let me rush to say I am peacock proud and honeymoon happy to be back at the Alfred Street Baptist Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Last year I wasn't able to come, and I want y'all to know I missed y'all. Good God Almighty. I've missed being around Dr. Wesley. Just to be near him is always my benefit and blessing. And I want to say this. You all know Dr. Howard John Wesley could have any preacher the width and breadth of the country come to Alfred Street. But y'all, favor ain't always fair, is it? Amen. I'm happy he lets me come. I'm happy. I've been waiting to get here till I could give you what God gave me, but to also say thank you so much to my friend, Dr. Wesley. My dad always told me, you'll never know who your real friends are until you really need one. Hurricane Harvey really did a lot of damage in my area. I was telling Dr. Wesley in the office, we're still healing from the ruins and wreckage of Hurricane Harvey. And when we were going through, when the water was 57 feet high, and then after that, when the water quit running, man, the Alford Street Baptist Church, in conjunction and in concert with those from Lot Carey, blessed our region tremendously. And I would be remiss if you all didn't help me thank God for them. Thank God for them. When we were first hit by the flooding waters and we knew we couldn't get out, Dr. Howard John Wesley and this church sent us some $10,000. And that was ready resources we could convert into debit cards for people who were homeless and trying to piece life back together again. And so, and then not only that, but other gifts soon followed, and then other resources soon followed, to the point that we now have a full-time hurricane recovery, long-term recovery ministry at our church. And I am happy to let you all know that. Thank you. Let's get to the Bible. Matthew chapter number 9. Reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Verses 27 through 31 of chapter 9. Think with my mind, O God. Talk with my tongue, O Lord. Stand in my body, O God. Lord, forgive my sins known and unknown, but anoint me afresh and anew. Heal, save, deliver, renew, revive, refresh, restore. God, have your way on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I petition heaven. Amen. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. Say amen. Grab a neighbor by the hand. Hopefully somebody you love and you like. By now you should have met them. It makes no sense to be on top of folk all this time and not know who you're sitting by. Go on and just tell them. Say, neighbor, I'm supposed to be here tonight. Tell them the preacher needs your prayers. All of your amens. Tonight's sermon subject. Don't be crazy. He still makes things better. Amen, amen, and amen. The grass withers, the flower thereof fades, the word of our God shall last and stand forever. Thank you, ushers. You may take your seats. It's October 2011, and in my mind, God has to have a sense of humor. God flies me to Oxford, England, to Exeter College for an Oxford round table. Here I am sitting at a table with 40 scholars from around America, different genres, different academic pedagogy and pedigree. As I sat there with my thank you, Lordy, from graduating high school self, I'm amazed at what God can do. For those of you who love the King James Version of the Bible, then you know that the first King James Bible was printed in 1611. So here I sat in Austin, the place where this book came from, in terms of its printed pages, 400 years later, and scholars, both Christian and non-Christian, believer, agnostic, and atheist, are grappling with whether we want to believe the Bible anymore or not. I expected atheists to have their views that they didn't believe, but a Presbyterian pastor from Los Angeles stood and said, this book is nothing but myth and fable, especially about those miracles that Jesus did. Ladies and gentlemen, while you're participating in the roundtable discussions, you're supposed to keep silent until you're recognized. This is not some argumentative debacle debate and heated discussion. It's organized. It's academic. But when God has done something for you, you don't have time to raise your hand and wait till the time is right. An African sister from the motherland, from Ghana, from the township of Kufuridia, about 230 pounds, 5'8", mingled gray afro, earrings dangling, straight up sister. Just raised her head in the midst of the silence and she said, have you lost your mind? She said, when I lay sick on my bed, I had no doctor, no physician, and no one but God. She said, they had given me up to die, but God began healing my body. She said, I would call for the preacher to come and read the scriptures over me. And the more he read, the better I felt. She said, I am here today because God still makes things better. She said, don't be crazy. He still makes things better. I stand before you tonight, Alfred Street, to declare something to you and over you. And I'm glad your pastor has given me permission to do it because I am of the faithful persuasion that to know Jesus Christ is to make life better. I wish I had 10 of y'all in here who could say amen just to that. Ladies and gentlemen, friends in the faith, I welcome you to the gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter number 9. And I argued, Dr. Howard John Wesley, that the thematic discourse of chapter 9 is one word, better. You see, when you open up chapter 9 of the Matthean text, Jesus is in the city of Bethany in his house. And they bring this guy to Jesus on this cot because brother has the palsy. We don't know his name. We don't know their name. We don't know how much he weighed. All we know is that he had some friends that brought him to Jesus. When they got to Capernaum where Jesus was located, the Bible says they couldn't get to Jesus because it was too many folk around him. But you know when you're desperate, no is not good for an answer. So they go up on the roof and tear the roof off of the house and let this man down to Jesus. And the text says, when he saw their faith, he said to the one on the mat, I'm going to forgive your sins and I'm going to heal you. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what you call it if you're brought to Jesus on a cot and leave walking, but in my mind, stuff just got better. Come here. There are these men fishing, Peter and his brother, and the Bible says Jesus passes by the Sea of Galilee and speaks two words, Dr. Howard John Wesley, follow me. And the Bible says they dropped their nets, they forsook their families and followed Jesus. I don't know if this is true for everybody, but maybe for about 1 out of 10 of y'all who've been following Jesus faithfully, you ought to be able to argue you similarly, life for you has gotten better. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a woman who hears he's passing through town and she's been sick 12 long years. And the Bible in your hand says, sister girl had a talk with her favorite three people, me, myself, and I. She said, if I could just touch the hem of this garment, I'll be made whole. You did go to Sunday school. Did you read this? And the Bible says that she pressed her way through the crowd, touched the hem of his garment, and felt healing come to her body. Jesus turns around in the press and says, "Who touched me?" His disciples never catch on. They're always in the black. Ladies and gentlemen, they say it's a whole bunch of people touching you. But Jesus says, "No, somebody touched me." He turned around and there she was on her knees. And the Bible says she told him all that happened. Can I say this right quick while I'm making my roux for this gumbo? Can I tell you something right quick? Whenever a woman says they told everything, sister girl told everything. It went down like this. Oh, Jesus, I've been so sick. I went to one doctor. All he did was take my money. I went to this other doctor. He was too high. His lines was too long. I was in the market minding my own business, but I heard you was coming to town, and I decided if I could just touch you, everything would get better. I tried to get to you, but those disciples of yours are so mean sometimes, so I just pressed my way, and when I touched the hem of your garment, I got better. I need about 10 of y'all in here who knows if you can just get to him, you end up getting better. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says he's on his way to Jairus's house because his 12-year-old daughter has died. The text says Dr. Howard, John Wesley, when he walks in, he asks them, "Why are y'all making all of this noise, weeping and wailing?" And they give their report. They say, "Hey, listen, the girl is dead." That's why you can't believe every report you receive. Not even the Mueller report. You just can't believe every report. Some reports ought to make you say, Nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that Jesus said to her, "The damsel is not dead. She's just taking a nap." Another report. They begin laughing at Jesus. And I love this view of the Christos in my heart. Jesus does something folk that need miracles and healing ought to do every once in a while. He put all of those non-believing rascals out. He said, "Y'all ain't got to go home, but you got to get out of here." Ladies and gentlemen, he took that girl by the hand and said, "Talitha kumi," and the dead girl came to life. I don't know what that says to you, but if you dead when he shows up and you alive when he leaves, that says stuff just got better. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Two blind men are following Jesus. And I love the story because after he leaves Jairus' house, he goes to another house and two blind men follow him. The Bible is informing us of the episodic narratology here because the structure of the story is wonderful. Jesus is walking, but he's not talking. Two blind dudes are following him. He has said nothing to these guys at all. They are walking. Jesus is walking. Conversation is mute. But I love what I see in this text, ladies and gentlemen, because as they walk, they get to a house, and Jesus poses an interrogative. "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they said, "Yes, Lord." Oh, y'all, this blesses me so much because Jesus takes his hand and he touches them and then says, "By your faith you're made whole." Wait, this is for people who can think right quick. Which one heals this man, these two men? Does his touch heal them? Does his talk heal them? Which one does it? Okay, when you do a categorical study, here's what you'll discover. Some blind men he touches. In John chapter 9, he spits on the ground, makes some mud, and then puts it on this man's face. I argue, Dr. Howard, John Wesley, that anytime God touches dirt, he's about to create something that didn't exist before.
So I argued that the man in John 9 was born without eyes, and the Lord made him some right quick. But we can talk about that later. He says, go wash him in the pool. Man comes back seeing. Another brother on the outskirts of town, he can't see either. Jesus touches his eyes, spits on his eyes, and says, tell me what you see. He says, I see men like trees. Wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. If you go from blind to seeing, even if them jokers are big, you still got better. But the Lord says, hold on. Y'all about to shout me. Wait, listen. But the Lord says, hold on, because if you see people too big, you'll always see God too small. So he touched him one more time, ladies and gentlemen. But this time he touches them and they get well. The ontological interrogative is this. Which one heals them, the touch or the talking? Can I go ahead and give you the first shout of the night? It's a neither or. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, he doesn't have to touch you to heal you, and he ain't got to talk to you to heal you. He just has to be nearby. God help me. Ladies and gentlemen, just the presence of the Lord was enough to fix it. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what you call it when you come to Jesus blind and leave seeing, but I say to you, stuff just got. Ladies and gentlemen, God flew me all the way from Texas to stand here with a black Bible, black shirt, black tie, black suit, and black boots on. Black man, 100%, to stand here and tell y'all that life is about to get better. And I don't even know who this is for. Maybe you have everything you need, got everything you want, you good, you chilling. But I came to preach to some people that says, I need God like right now. I did not come to church tonight to play church. I need for some stuff to get better. There ought to be two groups of people in here, those that need him and those that know what he can do. And if you have seen God make some stuff better for you, hold on, don't play with me. If you've seen God make some stuff better, then I want you to encourage some people and tell your neighbor, don't be crazy. He still makes things better. He'll give you a better prayer life, better worship. He'll give you a better walk, better talk, better finances. I wish you'd high five somebody and say, neighbor, it's about to get better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Better! It must be Christ. He still makes things better. What does this text offer us that shows us what better looks like? I want to show you several things. If I can have time, I'm going to cover them all. Number one, you know it's getting better when you realize you are exactly where you are by divine design. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, God's got you right where he wants you. It's important that you know by faith it's getting better, because if you don't, you could become discouraged and want to quit when healing, deliverance, and breakthrough are right around the corner. Pastor Adolph, what's one of the telltale signs it's about to get better? Y'all ready for this? When you discover following Jesus can be frustrating. Oh, my God. I'm about to run a lap. I promise to God I am. Wait. If you are a new believer and you have not run into the frustrating factors of Christianity, I say that you keep your Bible close and keep on going. There are some of y'all here who say, oh, I love Jesus with all of my heart, but there are times I am just frustrated. Ladies and gentlemen, watch the frustration of these two men. Number one, they are close enough to hear the facts. You see, ladies and gentlemen, they're blind, but they can hear. Ain't nothing wrong with the hearing. So they heard about the man that had palsy. They heard about the woman with the issue of blood. They heard about Jairus' daughter. And I don't care what you say to me, it's great to shout for other people every now and then. In fact, I think we ought to practice right quick. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, this shout is for everything God has done for you. I'm gonna tell God thank you for stuff he's done for you. This one is for y'all. But my brothers and sisters, every now and then you can get frustrated and say, hey, God, what about me? I don't care what you say to me. It's frustrating when you say everybody else got well. Everybody else has seen a miracle. Wait, they're also frustrated, watch this, Pastor Howard, John Wesley, because they have found enough care to find a flawed friend. Come here. How do two blind men find each other? I need some folk with just common sense. That's how with John Wesley, I argue that they find each other because people with similar flaws always hang out. Cancer survivors find cancer survivors. Leukemia survivors find leukemia survivors. Whiskey drinkers find whiskey drinkers. Weed smokers sit by weed smokers. Folk at clubs sit by folk. In fact, you're sitting by your friends right now because half of y'all share the same flaw. I need about 25 of y'all in here that just look at somebody and say, thank God we can at least share that. Hey! Watch the frustration. It's frustrating. Because if your friend is messed up and you messed up, ain't nobody getting well. God help me preach tonight. Hold on. Watch this third frustration. They're courageous enough to follow Jesus. I've always wondered, how do blind men follow Jesus? If they can't see, I can see how they can find each other. They both got the same defect. But how do you follow Jesus if you can't see? Ladies and gentlemen, I discovered how they followed him. And I hope this blesses you. You see, God gives us 5 empirical senses. See, touch, taste, smell, and what's the other one? I knew you'd know that. You say that? We have 5. And I have discovered that when one of those diminishes or is deleted, the other ones are heightened. So ladies and gentlemen, when they lost their sight, their hearing was enhanced. And I argued, Dr. Howard John Wesley, that they were walking close enough to Jesus to hear his footsteps. And if they walked close enough to hear his, he was God enough to order theirs. Ladies and gentlemen, hear this announcement. Be careful who you let order your steps. You want to let the Lord, I need about 20 of y'all who needed to get better to just wave like you're in a parade. You better be careful who you let order your steps. The psalmist says in 119, 133, order your steps in the Lord. You ought to let God order your steps. Order your steps in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal. You ought to order your steps in Psalms 30, verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night, but if you can just be crazy enough to hold on through the nighttime, you'll discover joy will come in the morning. You ought to order your steps through Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Somebody been to Sunday school. The Lord, hey, he is my everything. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, let God order your steps. Friends, I met a man years ago at the St. Luke Episcopal Church downtown Atlanta whose name was Richard Jefferson Jackson. And he was homeless and he was on drugs. We would sit in our AA meetings and I've always been just overwhelmed with them because they have such brute honesty. Okay, so some of y'all ain't ever been to one. Let me tell you how it goes. You sit in this circle, right? And then they say, hi, I'm Susan. I'm a no-good crackhead. And they say, hi, Susan. Y'all should hold it. Let me talk to y'all. So we're in this AA meeting, and Richard Jefferson Jackson, alias Rilo, is in there. And so we're going around the room asking everybody how they're doing. And Dr. Howard John Weston, when we got to him, he said, ooh, I'm doing so much better. He said, I'm still broke. I ain't got no money. And every now and then I want to get high. But the Lord is leading me in a new direction. Just knowing that I took step one yesterday makes me know everything is better today. Ladies and gentlemen, I need 50 of y'all who took a good step this morning and said, God, it's getting better already. Just because I am headed in the right doggone direction. Friend, can I ask y'all who's in the right spot? Can I see those hands? Hold on. Watch this. Here's how you know it's getting better. Number two, when you recognize that God is going to do it, but not like you thought that he would. I've got good news. Let me hurry up because I've been here for 22 minutes. Let me give y'all some good news. God is going to meet your needs. He does it every single time. Did you hear what I just told you? God is going to meet your needs. Well, hold on. I'm going to say it one more time. God is going to meet your needs. Well, I'm going to say it one more time just because I got the mic. God is going to meet your needs. I'm going to try it a third time, fourth time, fifth time. God is going to meet your need. I need 10 of y'all who've seen God fix some stuff before to just lean over and tell a neighbor that ain't said amen. God is going to fix your needs. But he ain't going to do it like you thought he was going to do it.
All right, preach.
Can I give y'all the third shout of the night? When God fixes stuff, he doesn't have to do it your way. In fact, if he does it your way, you will take the credit for that. When God is about to be the giant, he doesn't recruit a bigger giant. He gets a little boy with a slingshot. When God is about to cross a Red Sea, he doesn't call in a corps of engineers. He'll take a stuttering man with an attitude and a stick. When God is about to feed 5,000, he doesn't need a fish for everybody. He just needs 2 fish and 5 barley loaves. God is about to meet your needs, but he's not going to do it like you think he's going to do it. Pastor Adolf, how is it going to go down? Watch this text. He is going to make you wait while you keep moving forward. I don't know who this is for, but some of y'all been waiting a while. God sent me to tell you, be not dismayed. Whatever be time, God will take care of you. Watch this, number two, watch this. Not only do you wait, but you have to walk with no word. Hey, y'all, isn't it a trip how you can be in church like right now? And your neighbor just can hear God talking. They just getting it happy, shouting, clapping. And you ain't heard nothing God done say. Isn't it deep? It's like when you really need God, the preacher sounds like he's from the Peanuts. Walk, 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 walk. You know what I mean? Is there anybody beside me who says sometimes I need to hear from God and God don't talk to me and I need to hear from him? Ladies and gentlemen, watch this. I struggle with this text. In fact, I skipped preaching this text for years because I believe in a Christ of compassion. So I have a problem with Jesus in this text because he doesn't say anything to these men. At least he could have turned around and said, be encouraged. Hang in there. He doesn't say anything to them. So y'all, I skip this story. But Dr. Howard John Wesley, I was in my study and the Holy Ghost showed up and showed me why Jesus ain't talking. Ladies ladies and gentlemen, come here. You see, he doesn't talk to them because there's a difference between having the spoken word talking and the eternal word walking. But what he is doing, ladies and gentlemen, is he's not talking to them because he's walking by them. Ladies and gentlemen, there are times when you feel like God has nothing to say to you, and I got good news. Don't give up. Just because he is not talking does not mean he is not walking holding your doggone hand. I need about 100 of y'all in here who've been waiting on God to say something, to tell your neighbor, it's because he's been walking with me that I've been able to not lose my whole mind. In fact, if you love the person you're sitting next to, reach over and grab them by the hand. Don't say nothing yet. Just grab it. Because I want them to know God still cares. He put you right by them just so they would know, even though he may not say it when you want it, as long as he doesn't leave you, you're going to be all right. Here is how it happens, Dr. Howard John West, the two facets and functions of the text. Here it is right here. They don't get well until two things happen. They see him for who he is, and they receive what he has. Watch this, ladies and gentlemen. These two blind men called Jesus, thou son of David. Isn't it amazing? The real emphasis of this text is not how blind men see him. It's why folk with eyes miss him. These men cannot see God. I'm preaching so good, I'm going to buy your CD myself. Ladies and gentlemen, these men look at Jesus and they don't see him as Jesus of Nazareth. They don't see him as Jesus of Galilee. They call him Son of David. Ladies and gentlemen, the Son of David is a messianic title that connects Jesus all the way through David to be the seed of Abraham, which lets us know in this text, in everybody's eyesight, Jesus is not really all of that. Some folks see Jesus as some ordinary guy, but I am so grateful to God for the Alfred Street Baptist Church, because y'all got some crazy folk up in here who see Jesus as Lord of Lords and King of Kings and Christ of the cross and God of the galaxy. You see Jesus as a doctor in the sick room, a lawyer in the courtroom, bread when you're hungry, a breeze when you're hot, and a check when you ain't got a dime in your pocket. Who am I preaching to? I need about 50 of y'all in here who can say, he's just not my lily in the valley. He's not just my bright and morning star. He is my everything. You got to see him who he is, and watch this. You got to get what he has. Everybody shout mercy.
Mercy.
I argue that they get healed when this happens. The manifestation doesn't come until later on. But the healing that they need happens in this verse. They say, Jesus, hold on, watch me. Thou son of David, here's the request. You ready? Have mercy on us. See that? Baptists don't know when to shout. We need help from our apostolic friends on this. You know, Lutherans never shout. Catholics only weep the little tears, you know, every now and then. But Baptists sometimes need lessons. See, watch. They are not silent about this cry. They cry it aloud, megaphonized, loud. Hold on. From Genesis to Malachi, the word mercy means to withhold judgment. For everybody in here, including the man in the black suit behind the pulpit, we ought to thank God for that kind of mercy. Why? Because if God gave us what we really deserve. So hold on, one shout right quick for the mercy he has extended. For every sin he's forgiven, for every fault he's erased. Hold on, folk in the balcony ain't clapping yet. Y'all better thank the Lord for the mercy that suits your case right here. But watch this, Dr. Howard John Wesley, and y'all, I need 8 more minutes. Watch this. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't ask Jesus to heal their eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, they ask him for mercy. Y'all don't know when it gets happy. They do not say, fix my eyesight. They say, give us mercy. Why? Because in the Greek New Testament, mercy is not withholding of judgment. It's giving from God what only God can fix. Ladies and gentlemen, I need some people in here that's got at least one thing broken. If you ain't got nothing broke, stay seated. You can be silent. You can wait till I get here next year if the Lord let me come back. But if you got some stuff you need God to help you with, fix, repair, restore, I dare you to lift up your hands, open up your mouth, and cry out, Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy on my family. Have mercy on my mind. Have mercy on my health and my strength. Have mercy! Pastor, be seated. Pastor Howard John Wesley, young lady at the church, lost everything after her divorce. Ended up in a battered women's shelter with 3 children, sleeping on a urine-stained mattress. Year and a half later, sister girl graduates from school with her nursing degree. Wait, that ain't the shout. Goes back, gets her RN degree, passes the state test, gets hired at St. Elizabeth Hospital. They pay her $10,000 as a signing bonus. Sister girl could manage the national budget. She saved her 10 grand, put 7 on a house, bought her first house. Crown molding, jacuzzi tub, flat screen TVs. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. I go do the house blessing, Dr. Wesley, and I ask her what really happened. She said, I hit rock bottom. She said, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. She said, because when I hit rock bottom, I realized there was a rock at the bottom. And the rock had a name. Woo! His name is Jesus. I need about 50 of y'all because I'm about to pull my hair out. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, it's coming, but it might not be like you think it is. I'm done. I'm finished. You got to realize he's going to do it. You got to recognize. Sometimes you just got to hold on. Take a neighbor. Sometimes you just got to hold on. But then lastly, you got to internalize the fact that if you believe it, God can do it.
Oh, yes.
I'm through. I got to quit. But I got an announcement I got to make. God sent me all the way from Texas to make it. Can I make it right quick? God is able. You heard what I just said. I need some folk with gray hair to help me. God is an able God. I need 2 of y'all who know what I'm talking about to high five somebody and say, neighbor, he is able. 3 elements in the last part of the pericope. The first part is personal. Can I go ahead and give y'all this right quick? For some folk, it ain't going to ever get better. You know why? Because your personal perception of you and God is all jacked up. At some point, you got to realize how you see you and God affects what you see every single day. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the question God asked them. Do you believe? Touch your neighbor and say, do you believe? Hold on, I don't want you to be all silent. Ask them, do you really believe? Do you believe that he hung, bled, and died? Do you believe that he got up 3 days later? Do you really believe he has all power in his hand? Do you really believe he's an eye opener, tumor shrinker, life changer? I need some folk who just believe God to high five a neighbor and say, neighbor, I believe. Ladies and gentlemen, he says, do you believe that I am? Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. This thing ought to make you shout because the I am of this text is the same I am of Exodus chapter number 12. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't gone to Sunday school, this ain't the first I am we've ever seen. Moses is on Mount Horeb, the Mount of God. And the Bible says that a bush is burning and unconsumed. The Bible says, ladies and gentlemen, that this bush talk with Moses and say, take off your shoes, for the ground you're on is holy ground. He told Moses, I'm going to deliver my people from Egypt, and I'm sending you to go get them. Moses says, hey, hold up. Who am I going to tell Pharaoh that sent me? Y'all, this makes me happy. God told him, I am. that I am. Wait, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. There is no I in the Hebrew vernacular. The Hebrew vernacular in its original sense is all consonants and no vowel. It is Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Wow, Zion, Het, Tet, Yod, Kap, Lamet, Mem, Nam, Zemek, Shady, Quap, Rush, Shin, Shin, and Tall. There is no I. When you hear I am, that I am, it's Ayah, Asher, Ayah, which means he will be what you need to be every time you need it. I need 50 of y'all. I'm about to pull my hair out and shout by myself. Tell your neighbor, he will be my friend. He will be my help. He will be my doctor. He will be my lawyer. He will be my everything. Woo! I gotta stop. Hold on, y'all. I gotta close because I'll keep going. Ladies and gentlemen. He says, do you believe that I am able, you heard that, to do this? Pastor Howard John Wesley, I argue every Christian has a this. In fact, if you love God, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, what's your this? What do you need for God to do for you that only God can do? Hold on, if you here tonight and don't have a this, you might not be one of us. Because all of us have at least one this. One this that God allows to exist that's bigger than you are, deeper than you can touch the bottom, wider than you can get around. God gives us a this for one reason. And that is so that when you get through looking at this, you can look back at that and know that if God can handle that, God can fix this. I'm done. But I need about 25 people with a testimony. Who can tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, every time I look at this, my mind looks back at that. And if the Lord could take care of that, he can. I said he can take care of this. Ain't he all right? Shake your neighbor by the hand. Hold your neighbor's hand. I said, find your neighbor's hand. Hold your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, he has taken care of that more than one time. When I was broke, he took care of that. When I was sick, he took care of that. When I was down, he took care of that. When I didn't have a job, he took care of that. When my enemies were all around me, he took care of that. So I'm not gonna worry about this. I'm gonna lift up my hands and say, God, if you can handle that, you can handle this. Ain't he all right? Is there anybody here that needs God like right now? Wave your doorbell hand if you need him like right now. If you came for the miracle like tonight, wave your doorbell hand. Take that same hand and hug your neighbor around the neck and say, neighbor, it's about to get better, but you gotta believe in God. Ain't he all right? I said, ain't he all right? I said, ain't he all right? I said, ain't he all right? I gotta get in my seat, but I gotta tell you one more thing. Ladies and gentlemen, Hurricane Harvey left folk homeless. Folk didn't have a dime in their pocket, but the Lord made a way somehow. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, God will make a way somehow. I wish I had a praying church. There is a man who's an usher at our church. His home was destroyed in Port Arthur, Texas. He had 14 feet of water in one house. He had bad credit and no money. He came to my office and said, Pastor, I want to show you the house God showed me. He drove me to the west end of Beaumont, out there where the highfalutin folk live. I I was driving Pastor Howard John Wesley, singing about, he said the Lord showed him this. It looked crazy to me. He pulled up in a driveway, red brick and beautiful shrubs everywhere. He said, Pastor Adolph, this is the house that the Lord showed me. I said, have you gotten your loan? He said, no, my credit score is a 480. Touch your neighbor right quick and say 480. I looked at him like y'all looking at me. I said, you might want to try to get a condo. He said, I just need somebody to believe God with me. That's why when you really need God, you might want to be near somebody who will believe God with you. Shake your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, believe God with me. Here is what happened, ladies and gentlemen. He started cutting the grass and trimming the hedges. You not praying in here. I said the man started cutting the doggone grass, trimming the doggone hedges. Every time the grass grew, he would cut that grass. One day a white Lexus pulled up in the driveway and a Euro-American man got out, called him on his lawnmower and said, are you the one who's been cutting my grass and trimming my hedges? He said, yes, sir. He said, but do you want to buy this house? He said, yes, sir, but my credit is bad and I don't have any money. He said, well, I tell you what, thank you for keeping my grass cut. Got back in his car and drove off. But high five your neighbor and say, but God made it better. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He came right back, Dr. Wesley, and said, I'm a doctor here in Beaumont and we're moving to another city. This house has been for sale 2 years and we got to get it off of the books. He said, so I tell you what, I'm going to own a finance for you. He put the keys in his hand and told him, it's your house. You can go ahead and move your stuff in. Y'all don't know when to get happy. He said, move your stuff on in. But here is the shout of the night. He got off of the lawnmower. Touch your neighbor right quick and say, neighbor. He got off of the lawnmower and told the man, my stuff is already in the garage. He said, when the Lord told me that it was my house, I just moved on in. Is there anybody here who will shout right now, trusting in God? Shake your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, this shout is for me right here. I believe in God for my healing. I believe in God for better. I believe in God for better right here. Lift up your hands. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Yeah. Like you trust in Jesus. Find you somebody to put your arms around and say, neighbor, neighbor, I believe in God for better. I'm trusting God for better. I'm depending on God for better. And he made my life better. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. believe it's getting better? Anybody here think it's getting better? Anybody over here believe it's getting better? Anybody up top believe it's getting better? Then I pray right now you would just thank him for it getting better. When I get to the name Jesus, I want you to shout like it's better, dance like it's better, worship like it's better. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Pastor John, Robert, Bobby, Adolph, hallelujah, Houston, Texas this morning. Don't be crazy. He still make things better. Hallelujah, hallelujah, what a message. I truly enjoyed that this morning because God is able, and I know he'll do it for us. All we do is ask. Ask believing, yeah. And have a mind to wait on him. He's coming. Matter of fact, he's already there. Hallelujah. And at the perfect timing, he's going to work it out for you. I saw Brother D earlier. Good morning, Brother D. God bless you this morning. It's been a minute since I saw that 706 number. And I'm thankful unto the Lord. And Merry Christmas to you, Brother D. God bless you. God bless you. And I'm going to do a roll call this morning. And that boy brought that message today. Yes, I enjoyed that. He had me laughing and everything. I love a good laugh. The title of that one is Don't Be Crazy. He's still making things better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must believe. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. Thank you for your prayers and good morning to you, Sister Mary Ann and Sister Rose Brown, Sister Samoa, Sister Melody Rose, Sister Angela in California, Sister Laura, Sister Alexis, Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, Sister Jerry, Sister Angela Foot, Mama, Sister Anna Lee Foot. Good morning. God bless you. Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, again, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Mike Hopps, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, Brother Cal, Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Frank, Brother Marquez Griffin, and good morning to you, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluka, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and our very own Apostle Claudia Boatwright this morning. God bless you. God bless you. Each and everyone, I hope your holiday is going well and everything is going according to plan and that God is moving for you in this season because we're getting ready to go into that new year. Yeah, we're getting ready to do something different that we haven't done this year. And so we thank God this morning. All right, 407-484, God bless you this morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
First, let me just say to everyone that's listening that I didn't get to wish a Merry Christmas, happy belated. I hope everybody had an enjoyable time with their family and friends, whatever it was that you did. And I just wanted to say that thank you for this message this morning. So let me just be transparent. I woke up this morning and something said, go listen to Jesus in the morning today. So I got up and I turned the coffee pot on for my mother-in-law, like always do, and went and sat out on the patio and turned it on. And it blessed my soul this morning. Really blessed my soul, that message. So I just want to thank you for that. You know, in this season, there's a lot going on for a lot of people. And sometimes we tend to hide and, you know, become reclusive and not share. You know, we learned last night that my uncle's wife has breast cancer and had to have a double mastectomy. And they have been hiding it. And these are people that's been in the church, that's been very big participants. And what I don't understand is why we never reach out to each other for prayer. You know, the word says where two or three are gathered together, Jesus, the Lord is in the midst. You know, and I don't understand why we always hide things. And it's not that we need to know people's business, but we need the support of each other. And we've got to get beyond that and start trusting the people that we surround ourselves with, that we know are believers, and understand that prayer does work. And that we need to reach out to God. And sometimes when our faith is failing, then we need to lean on others. And, you know, it's just, and in this season, there are more suicides, more depressed people between Thanksgiving and the beginning of the year, every year. And we just need to reach out to those friends and families that we know are having a hard time, and just encourage them. You know, you may not feel like you are in a place to encourage, but you never know what the difference that it will make to someone. So, you know, if I don't speak, come back on before the new year. I want to wish everyone a healthy, a blessed, and a prosperous new year. And my advice is keep God before you always, and then, you know, stop being a recluse. You know, reach out. Let people know when you need help, when you're in need. You know, if you just need prayer, just reach out, because it's not helping and it's not healing if you're just sitting there being, you know, in solitude. And yes, sometimes we're told to go in solitude, but most times we put ourselves in these prisons that and in this solitary places that God didn't intend for us to be in. So just have a blessed new year, everyone. And that's all I'm going to say this morning, Ms. Barbara.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor David. God bless you. And I am with you when you are right. If something is going on, we need to reach out for prayer. And if you know people who can get a prayer through instead of hiding it and all of that, come on out and let somebody know so somebody can put your need on the altar. Put your ailment on the altar. But we try to hide many times because evidently somewhere in there we're not believing God. I know we say we church folks and all, but somewhere in there we're not believing God. Because if I believe God, everybody that I know, or even if I believe they can get a prayer through, hey, look here, y'all pray for my knee. Y'all pray for me today. I'm going through some things. Yeah, y'all pray for me. These people done wrote me a letter. Whatever the case may be, they diagnosed me with this. Yeah, we going to tell it because we know what prayer can do. And the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And God counted Abraham's faith as righteousness. Not what Abraham was doing, but what Abraham believed. And Abraham believed God, so he called him friend. Because when he told him to sacrifice Isaac, that's what Abraham was going to do. Why? He believed God. And that's what we got to do today. We must believe God. Believe his word and hold on to it. I don't care how it's shaking and breaking and falling apart. Hold on to it. While I'm doing the show this morning, I get a message from my daughter-in-law, and she said that my oldest son, Lonnie, is in the hospital in Austin, Texas, and that he had a diabetic KCOC or whatever it is, Brother Louis, and he's feeling better, but evidently he must have went into a diabetic coma. And he come out, you know, and doing better. But this is the thing. I never got a phone call. Nobody said nothing. So I just text him and waiting for him to text me back if he has his phone. So, intercessors, I want to ask y'all to lift up David's aunt, lift up Lonnie, and lift up my granddaughter, Shabay. She just had yesterday a diabetic attack. My goodness. And so we want to lift them before the Lord because I know it's the holidays. And when it's the holidays, a lot of times we cook and have what we don't have all year. We wait until this time of year to cook these things and have these desserts and all of that. And sometimes people go overboard. And then sometimes it's not overboard. It's you ate a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and your blood sugar was already up a little bit. So you ate that, and it rushed it up more. Now you're going into a diabetic coma or something else. Is, you know, you're passing out or whatever the case may be. But I thank God this morning for prayer. And this couldn't have been no more than a couple of weeks ago. I got a call from A.L. and Kissimmee, and he was telling me some stuff. And I commenced to praying. So the next day, Sister Stena called me, and she and I was talking, and I told her. And God used her mouth. And when he spoke out her mouth, it blessed me. I went on down the street and forgot all about it. You hear me? Because God has spoken, let the church say amen. If we believe, we're going to let go. It's when we don't believe, we keep holding on and we keep trying it this way and we keep trying it that way. We're going to be quiet about it. And no, I'm going to let go of it because I truly believe in God. But a lot of times people say they believe, but they really don't. And I'm looking at this. If you believe, where is the word of God? Are you leaning and depending on the word of God? Are you trusting God? Because you can't let go. But today we want to pray for the sick. Because there are a lot of sick people. And many times it's due to what we eat. It's our diet. The holiday, I knew the holidays was coming. And I ate some things. But I didn't go hog wild Thanksgiving or Christmas. I even had that coconut pie that Jerry talked about. I had the sweet potato pie. Had a little bit of lemon pie. Yeah. I didn't have any of the cakes. But I did try those pies. A little bit of potato salad, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Yeah, but careful. And the next day, I didn't jump right back into it. Yeah. Let it rest. Let me rest. Drink lots of water. And go back to what I was regularly doing. Because if not, and you got problems with diabetes is coming back. And that old evil disease, I'm telling you, it comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It will destroy your kidneys, your liver, your eyesight. Yeah. Cancer is another evil disease. That it have people, the doctor cutting things off of you, removing stuff. Yeah, cancer. But I know what prayer can do. I'm here to tell you this morning. Prayer have healed the sick, raised the dead. So whatever we have going on, prayer will fix it every time, over and over again. But the key to all of this, we must believe. We must trust God. I couldn't hear the report of the doctor. I got to believe the report of the Lord. And not only did Dr. Moshe Risa lose the weight, but the Lord spoke and let me know you got to get that weight off. Yeah, so Nick and I, we started doing the Weight Watchers, and she helped me to count the points. Yeah. And what I tell you, I was doing better. I saw a couple of pounds come off. If I lose 3 pounds a week, I'm winning. I am winning. I'm getting better. Hallelujah. He's still making things better. 3 pounds a week. Hallelujah. If I lose 5 a week, you know, he's really making things better. And I believe God is doing it for me. Because I don't even feel like I'm on a diet or change my eating habits. I mean, I know I had to and I have. Fruits and vegetables is mostly in place these days. And I do love bread, so I will eat, you know, a piece of bread. And if Nikki make me a sandwich, she uses one piece of bread. The other night, I was looking and she made me a sandwich that I was just staring at it. I didn't say anything to her. I was just staring at it because I said to myself, you're going to make a sandwich with one piece of bread. This is an open-faced sandwich. I wanted my sandwich closed. But counting the points. So one piece of bread, you know, may have been 3 points. And so she wasn't going above that. And then we had some points left over that we didn't use because we stayed under. Yeah. God is faithful. If we want it, he will give it to us. If we're sincere and he know we are speaking from our heart, God will heal your body. He will do whatever it is you need him to do. And see, he didn't really have to heal me. I just have to follow instructions. He been healed me. And he let me know, I heal you, and you go back to do what'll make you sick. How's that working? That don't work like that. If I told you to do this, it's going to totally heal your body, and you're going to be good. Yeah. So it's all right today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, His Majesty. Hallelujah. So listen, let's go before the throne of grace. We're going for Pastor David's aunt, and we're going for Lonnie, and we're going for Shave this morning. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith. And anybody else that's sick, yeah, we count you in the number this morning. And God will heal your body. He took a beating for the healing of the nation. This is what I always remember. There's yet healing in the hem of his garment. She pressed in and touched just to bury him, and she was made whole. Not only that, I know he healed all manner of sickness and disease. Yeah. And it does, Sister Dot, and it does. Weight Watchers really work. Yes, it does. I'm a living witness. Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning, and let's go before the throne of grace, and we're going to make our petitions known unto Almighty God this morning, believing not only he's hearing, but he's going to answer. He's going to heal. He's going to fix. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning before you again, Lord, and it's a great opportunity each time we come before you. We thank you that you're always there for us. Your door is always open. Your phone line is always open. You're never too busy for us. And we come this morning bowed down, thanking you, Lord. And not only you're going to hear this, but Lord, you're going to answer. We believe you this morning. And Father, we trust you that you will heal your people. You made them for your pleasure. You so loved them, you sent your only begotten son to suffer and to die for them a horrible way. So Lord, I know if you did that for them, that they could come to you. I know that God, this morning, you will heal their bodies. I bring Pastor David's aunt before you, and I ask, Father, today that you would touch and heal her body. Lord, make her over like nothing has ever happened to her. In the name of Jesus, you made that body. You know all about it. And Father, we call cancer out in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pits of hell. And Father, we ask that you would rebuke cancer for her sake today in the name of Jesus. We bring Lonnie and Shave before you. And God, we know that you heal all manner of sickness and disease. And we call diabetes out of their bodies. And we cast it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would rebuke diabetes for their sake this morning. And that you would touch and heal and make them whole, God, like nothing ever happened to them, like they've never had diabetes before. Fix their hearts this morning and regulate their minds in the name of Jesus. And do the same for Pastor David's aunt today in the name of Jesus. And Father, anyone else here, no matter whatever sickness they have, whatever disease they have, Father, we ask this morning that you would touch and heal. We call their sickness out and cast it back to the pits of hell and ask that you would rebuke this sickness, these diseases, for your name's sake, in the name of Jesus, and that, God, it will never come back to them again. Loose your angels, God, of healing to continue to perform healing on your people in the name of Jesus. Father, heal my knees this morning. We ask it in Jesus' name. And we thank you this day. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And Father, we give you the praise. We ask it all again this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you today, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your healing power. Father, thank you for hearing and answering us. Oh, we're dependent on you. We're counting on you. But we have no other. And Father, we don't know which way to go but to you. Hallelujah. And we leave our burdens there with you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your healing power. Oh, we give you glory for the healing this morning. Father, we lift you up for the healing today. Hallelujah. You heal all manner of sickness and disease, and we thank you for it. For without you, Father, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. We can't heal ourselves. Oh, glory to his majesty. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. He's the great I am. He's almighty God that have all power. Hallelujah. There's no higher power today. Good morning, Sister Angela. God bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like him. Yeah. So listen, the studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say today, please feel free and press that number one and come in as I go to one more song of the morning.
Anna Lee Foot, Anna Lee Foot. Good morning to y'all this morning. Say good morning to Sarah Fluker, Pastor Boatwright. Good morning to you. Good morning to Keon, Sister Kim Hawks, Brother Mike Hawks. Good morning to you. Say good morning to Sister Nikki. Sister Shantae, good morning to you. Good morning to Brother D, Brother Jermaine, Brother Mike Perry. Good morning to you. Good morning to Brother Hamilton, Brother Griffin. Good morning to you. Good morning to Sister Alexis. Good morning to all I got. Well, good morning, y'all. And, you know, thank God again for being able to come up here and talk and speak. And thank God for that word. You know, that was another word for me, you know, going out of 2021, going into 2022, you know, having faith, trusting God. You know, and I, you know, I just ask God to continue to strengthen my trust and my faith in Him and give me crazy faith. And, you know, that, you know, knowing that, you know, whatever I ask God for, you know, and just according to His will, you know, and it's going to work together for my good that He's going to get to me. So, you know, I just thank God and, you know, asking God to give me patience, you know, to be able to wait for when He, you know, pour out those blessings. So I just want to encourage y'all, you know, continue to trust God and have faith in God and have patience and wait for God to move in our lives. So just want to say that good morning to everybody again. Y'all have a blessed day. Y'all keep me in y'all prayers, I keep y'all in mind, and you know, we just keep healing for everybody right now that is connected to us, that, you know, the enemy is trying to attack through sickness. We just come against that right now. We bind, break, and destroy in Jesus' mighty name right now. In the name of the Father, name of the Son, Precious Holy Ghost, and Jesus' mighty name, amen. So we just thank God.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, Sister Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I am well. I am very well. How are you?
Oh, blessed.
Yes. Sister Barbara, today I just want to thank God for you and tell God thank you and be in agreement with you and the prayers that you have put upon the throne this morning from all the individuals that is in dire straits need of prayers. Lord God, I thank you that you hear prayers and you answer them. Father God, I just want to thank you for this woman of God that's coming in sincere mode. I thank you for the shutdown time that she's going to take and come back even stronger than what she is now. Lord God, I thank you for this program. I thank you for the coming of this new year. I thank you that things are turning around in our favor. I thank you that everything we need is already provided. All we have to do is trust and believe. Not everything comes to us from the devil. Sometimes God has to chastise us because of our own sins. So, Lord, keep me in check. Help me to do better, eat better, learn better, and listen more. Today, that's my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God this morning because He's able to see us through. Nothing comes our way that He cannot handle. Nothing. We don't have to handle it with Him. He will handle it for us, but we have to let it go. Turn it loose and walk away. God is safe. Sister Angela said, good morning to you, Brother Anthony, and good morning, Sister Jerry. And Brother Lewis said, hey, Brother Anthony. And I was trying to see if she said something else up here. She said, good morning, everyone. Yeah. God is faithful. God is faithful to us. And we thank Him this day for all He has done already, what He's doing right now, and what He's going to do. But we must learn to let go, I'm telling you today, and let God have His way. He want to do something great for us. He want to do better for us. He want to make it better. than it has ever been. Oh, yeah. And he told me that one morning. I'm so grateful he told me that one morning. Hallelujah. He told me, I'm going to make your life better than it has ever been, but don't you go back. If you go back, that body should surely lay down and never get up again. I remember that like it was yesterday. And I thank God for those words. Hey, glory, hallelujah. I thank him that he forgave me. Saved me, sanctified me, filled me with his spirit, picked me up, turned me around, fixed everything for me. I didn't even understand exactly what was going on, but I believe God. That's all I can do. I know I heard him speaking. I know I heard it, and I knew it was his voice. And at this time, I was not in nobody's church. I wasn't living nothing. I was doing wrong. And he come. He had an appointed time set for me when he was going to come. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad I received him. I'm so glad I didn't turn away. The day I heard his voice, I'm so glad I didn't harden my heart. Because God has spoken and many have hardened their heart. A lot of them don't even know it. Confused. Oh, my goodness. Back and forth. And too much. Too much. I learned to lean and depend on him. I learned to be by myself with him. Yeah. I found out if I trust him, God will provide over and over and over again. Daily. He don't do it on Monday and walk away. He don't do it on Tuesday and walk away. He does it daily. Every day of my life, he's there. It's him that wake me up in the morning, closed in my right mind. Some people don't know their right mind. They don't even know where they are. They don't know who they are. They don't know that this is a world and what's going on. They don't even know there is a God. But we have so much to thank him for because we know there's a God. We're closed in our right mind. We know the date. We know that it's December the 29th, 2021. We know that we're having winter. We know that we just finished the Christmas celebration and we headed into the new year of 2022. God has blessed us and we take a lot of things for granted, like he owed this to us. Oh, God gonna do it. Honey, we need to be thanking him. We need to be telling him, thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Master, because you did it for me. You didn't have to. But he so loved us. And I know if he loved us so, he let that son, his only begotten son, his offspring. This was the word, and he took the word and made, wrapped it in flesh and brought it for us that we could be saved. Jesus suffered in his flesh. And then he allowed them to hang him up, carried his own cross up Calvary Hill, up Calvary's Hill. Got him a little help. Somebody helped him take it up there. Stretched him out. Nailed the nails in his hands and his feet. Hung him up. Pierced him in the side. Gave him gall to drink. Put a crown of thorns. Suffered. He suffered. And he gave up the ghost. They put him in the tomb. It couldn't hold him. Put him in the grave. It couldn't hold him. 3 days later, he rose with all power. Went to hell and conquered. Hallelujah. Rose with all power. If God allowed him to do that for us, you mean to tell me he won't work your situation out? He won't heal your body? Yes, he will. You're trying to tell me he won't open a door and multiply what you got so you can have exactly what you need? Oh, yes, he will. He did all of that. He let his son, his offspring, die for you. So I know he'll give you money. I know he'll give you a roof over your head, but we don't believe that word, and we don't walk according to his word. But yet we want God to give us all. We want to do what we want to do. It's our thing. We put everything and everybody before him. and walking around like it's our thing. We do what we want to do, and we want to drag God in on what we want, on our flesh. No, ma'am. You got to go into him in the spirit. He's not coming with you on what you're talking about because you can't even turn it loose. Hallelujah. God is faithful to us, and we should work on being faithful unto him. Hallelujah. And if we're faithful, he said he'll give us a crown of life that will never fade away. Yeah, I'm looking for that high calling in him. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. So listen, the studio is still open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in. I thank you this morning, Pastor David, for coming in and sharing. God bless you for that. Yeah, the Lord been moving this day over here, and I'm so thankful unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Mr. Jerry, I'm coming at you with this one right here.
It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. It was meant to kill me, sent to destroy me, yeah. And I thought that it was, yeah. And I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go, 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 go. But it's working for me. It's working. around for my good. Oh, what was meant to kill me, it only made me better.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, go right, I went left. He said, stop, I continued on. Oh, yeah, but when I got it together, oh, yeah, when I made my mind up to obey God at any cost, he worked it out, all of it for my good. When I couldn't help myself, he was there. Yeah. He was there all the time for me. He was waiting patiently on me to just say yes to him. Hallelujah. A lot of times all we got to do is say yes. Yes, Lord. God, come in. And he'll fix it for you. So we're grateful unto him this morning. We appreciate him. We love him. And we can't tell him thank you enough. He's more than we need. And we want to seek him with our whole heart. We want to get in his word and allow his word to get in us. So in 2022, we want to be word walking people. Yeah. Walking in the word of God, that we can be a blessing to somebody else. We'll take our mind off our stuff and begin to bless somebody else. Let God use us. And when we look back, God has already fixed what was concerning us. I've done it a many times. I couldn't fix my situation, but I looked across over there and I could help somebody with two chickens. I could give somebody a ride to and from the doctor, to and from the grocery store. When I looked around, he had fixed my situation. Yeah. Many days I was in the project. I didn't even remember it was the project. That's how God made it for me. I'm in my living room cutting rug in the project. Who does that? Huh? I'm praising him right there where I was. I started Jesus in the morning in the project. Yeah. And he brought me. Obedience, let me tell you, obedience unto God is everything. You hear me? He will bless you in ways you could never imagine because of your obedience unto him. For with him means everything. Faithful. Whatever he told you to do, you're going to continue until he say stop. Through the storm and the rain, you're faithful. You're sick, you're faithful. Just like you do on them people job. A lot of people go to work sick. I came here many mornings, even this week, in pain. You didn't know it. I come to do, aya, shata, aya, hey, glory. I come to do the will of, aya, of him that sent me. Hallelujah. Don't make no difference about this flesh. I got to let the spirit prevail. Somebody need to hear from God. Somebody need to hear a song that's going to move them in the direction of God. Somebody need to come back to God. Don't tell him what he does over here. I don't ask him his business. And he don't always tell me his business. And he don't always show me every little thing. I'm thankful unto him today. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Apostle Boatwright, I hear this for you this morning. It's coming. I don't know what it is, but I hear that this morning concerning you. It's coming. Yeah. And not many days from now. It's not going to take a long time. Whatever it is, it's coming. I can hear that for you today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Move, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Sister Rita, I can hear this for you today. Wait. That's what I hear. Wait. Yeah. God is faithful. Yeah. And he's moving for you today. And whatever you're waiting on, God is bringing it. Yeah, it's coming on. It's coming on. I want to say within the next 14 days. Yeah, within the next 14 days, it is done. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. There's not a friend like the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. No, not one. Glory to his majesty. Hallelujah. No, not one. None else could heal all our soul diseases. Thank you, Lord. No, not one. Hallelujah. No, not one. Sister Diane, I need you to just let go today if you can. Try not to overthink things. Try not to think too much about things and the things that you think about. Say, Lord, take this. I'm giving this to you today. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, too much, too much. A lot, Sister Diane. I can hear a lot around you. A lot, even in your thoughts. It's a lot. But whatever you're thinking on that, you can't fix. Give it to the Lord. I don't care if it's out your path. Give it to God. Hallelujah. Fix it every time, over and over again, in the name of Jesus. And Pastor David, every promise that has been made, God is going to fulfill. Every promise that he has made, he's going to fulfill, Pastor David. You're waiting on God, and you're waiting on the right one. You couldn't wait on a better, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Ha, thank you. Yeah, he's going to fulfill every promise. Every promise, he's going to fulfill it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Y'all just continue. Just continue. Hallelujah. In him, every promise. Yeah, 2022 is going to be a blessed year for you. Uh-huh. Things are going to begin to turn around. I mean, a big change. I don't know. See, I might have to tell you, David, close your mouth, yeah, because you'll be in awe in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you would cover him and his family. And God, the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Father, I ask that you would loose your protecting angels to stand watch, to shield, and protect anything that shouldn't be, God, concerning him and his family. Father, we ask today in the name of Jesus that you would remove it. For your name's sake, remove it from them. Father, send joy their way. Send peace and happiness like never before. Loose your protecting angels. Father, loose your ministering angels in the name of Jesus. To watch with them, to minister to them in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Father. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. Brother Louis and Apostle and Sister Angela, we may be going out in the chat room. But God bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day. A blessed day. We thank God for Jesus. And Sister Spinner, all I need you to do is give God some praise. Yeah, he just wants the praises out of you. That's all he wants. And the more you praise him, the more he's working it. The more you praise him, the more he's working it out for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I declare it today. Oh, it is so. It is so. It is done in Jesus' name. And Father, I ask that you would send joy, peace, and happiness like never before her way. Let her be overjoyed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For we know that you're able to do it. There's nothing too hard for you to do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Anthony, I just need you to lift your hands as often as you think about it and just tell God thank you. As often as you think about it, just tell God thank you, Brother Anthony, because he's moving. Yeah. And Evangelist, it's not over, Evangelist Maven, until the Lord says that it's over. Yeah, I see some new things coming your way, some doors really opening your way. Yeah. And if you'll begin to praise God as well, yeah, the more you praise him, the quicker he opened doors. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful unto you, Almighty God. God bless you, Sister Angela. Have a blessed day as well. Yeah. So listen, I'm going to pray us out this morning, and we won't go to one more song of the morning, but I'm going to pray us out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, as we depart this morning, we ask that you would bless our going out and bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives today according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, I ask today that even those that I didn't get a chance to speak to, Father, I ask that you would open every door for them, make ways, move by your Spirit today in the name of Jesus. December the 29th, 2021, Father, in our time, and move, Lord, for all of these, your people, those coming through the archives and the podcast. Have your way, God. Move, Lord, all by your spirit in the name of Jesus. We love you today. And Father, we thank you. And coming into the new year, Lord, I ask that you would shower your people with joy, peace, and happiness. No worry, no over-concern. And Lord, no matter what go on, remind your people to look to the hills from which cometh their help. All of their help, it comes from you. Father, you made the heavens and the earth. We ask this morning in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're walking in belief today. We're walking in trust in you. And we thank you right now. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today. Again, December the 29th, 2021, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a blessed day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I can't squeeze one more in here, but I may not play the entire song. Thank you.